welcome back, man. Welcome back to CFM Conspiracy Fears and Mysteries. And it's your boy Ralphie, your host Ralphie, for everything conspiracy, fears, and mysteries on this particular podcast. Or if you're watching this on Spotify, I don't know if you can call it a channel on Spotify because it's a video on Spotify. Everywhere else is a podcast. I guess, well, whatever, video podcast, whatever. It is not on YouTube. Let me know if you guys want me to put this on YouTube for whatever reason. I still have a channel on YouTube. Doesn't have to do with this. Had a reaction channel. And they kept giving me strikes because I was reacting to things. I don't know what am I supposed to react to. Things that I can't react to my own stuff. Anyway, whatever. YouTube works in mysterious ways. Nobody knows. And I don't really care. But anyway, today we're going to talk about giants. I know last week I spoke about giants. Well, kind of. I was kind of talking about stuff that I really, truly believe in. Some conspiracies I do believe in. And I talked about giants a little bit, briefly. Not really went into details. But I found this list here. And I love these sites with lists. These are some of the sites that I am subscribed to. This one I just subscribed to. This one is from strangesounds.org. And it just has a bunch of list type things of like strange things, conspiracies and ghosts and names and weird things around the world, the plane or the earth or the round earth, whatever you want to see it. And if you're watching this on video, you can see I put myself in a corner here by the ice wall. So just a little conspiracy flat earth humor. But anyway, I don't want you guys to think I'm like a balls to the wall flat earther either. Like I'm just fucking, you know, like I'm wearing a flat earth shirt or some shit like that. I'm not doing that. I just subscribe to it because, and I you know, I give it attention because it's very interesting and it has a lot of good things interesting. A lot of things that are interesting, you know. And shit, man, this. There's some things that they say that I'm like, fuck, damn, that's true. That is how I see it. And then when you try to look at the, like, when you try to go back to quote unquote reality and you go, well, nah, let me look at it, you know, the scientific way. Like, man, this is, yeah, the only way you could verify it scientifically is in a book or a video or somebody tells you. You can't, like, you're not going to go out there and do this this experiment because it's going to end up, you know, it's going to eight times out of 10 is going to give you a flat earth conclusion. It's easy to go out and do the flat earth experiments. And maybe I'm giving it too much credit, but the scientific ones are a little bit harder, which is probably why it's so easy to fall into the flat earth thing, because the flat earth experiments are easy. Maybe it's just that easy. Maybe it's, I don't know. I'm still on the fence about it, but I'm entertaining it, man, because it's really intriguing. I don't know. Maybe a few more episodes and I'll be wearing the shirt. Once you're wearing the shirt and you got the coffee mug, you're official. You are a flyer. Once you got the little watch, the watch that you know that they have with that that's like the flatter map and they go around. That's it. You're official. You are official. Let me get this. You can't see that, but let me get that out of the way. Anyway, so 7 proofs that giants exist from strangesounds.org. And this was written in December 8th, 2019, but it still holds its it still holds weight because it's just a writing. Anyway, so Genesis chapter 6 tells us that there were giants in the earth in those days and afterward. It's true. The Nephilim, the giants that walked the earth, it's all over the Bible. You can see it all over the Bible. And let's see. The biblical Goliath was said to be one of 4 brothers. There are countless tales of giants from all over the world, from Norse, Indian, Mayan, Aztec, Incan, and Greek lore. What if giants are not myths at all, but a part of our actual history? That has been hidden from us up until now. What if? And it says, by the way, if you want to know more about ancient giants, there is an excellent book by Steve Quayle called Genesis 6 Giants Volume 2. I've got to check that out, and I recommend you that you probably check that out, but I'm going to check it out. That shows legends, myths, and oral traditions about giants may not be so far-fetched as you have been taught. I've heard about that book. I never read it. The movie True Legends, Episode 3, Holocaust of Giants by Steve Quayle is also very interesting. The movie True Legends, huh? Here's 7 proofs that giants have roamed the earth. You got the giants of Ecuador. Oh, I'm talking to my wife about that. It's funny because Ecuadorians are really small. My wife's Ecuadorian. My kids are half Ecuadorian. But my kids got like their Dominican height. And my wife's brother and her grandfather, no, her father, or her, no, her grandfather, they're both anomalies because they're huge. Like the biggest Ecuadorians probably in the world. They're big. They're really tall. Like this guy, her grandfather I didn't meet, but her brother's tall. I served with him in the military. He's a big dude. And I'm like, Ecuadorians are normally small. You know what I mean? My wife's tiny. Ecuadorians are normally small. In 2013, after heavy storms in Ecuador, a large female skull was found in Aloha Province. Scientists determined the skull was approximately 600 years old. The discovery of the skull inspired a search for the rest of the skeleton, and the parts of which were found and assembled a few weeks later. The skeleton stood at 7 feet 4 inches tall, which was astounding considering that the average height of a woman in those days was only about 5 foot 8. My wife is like 5 foot 4, I think, 5 foot 6. I'm not sure. But 7 feet 4 inches tall might not seem like giants to you. In Ecuador, that's huge. But yeah, it might not seem like a giant to you. But you got to understand there was different sizes. There wasn't like one specific size of giants, you know. Just like what we call regular people now. Us regular whatever. What, you know, where, you know, you got people that are 5 feet, 6 feet. In between, you know what I mean? So over there, 7 feet within the giant community, 7 feet, 4 inches was probably a small person. You know what I mean? That was probably a small person within the giants community. There have been people that have been found or bones that have been found that have been taller than that. You know what I mean? So further research led to the discovery of 5 more giant skeletons in the same area. All the skeletons were between 7 and 8 feet tall and were buried in deep, elaborate graves. They were found at 2 separate sites, leading scientists to conclude they were probably from 2 different tribes. The remains of a much larger giant were found in Ecuador in 1964. Much larger giant than 8 feet is crazy. That's when you start talking about like, yo... This is. Father Carlos Vaca, a priest who worked with hospitals, was called upon to examine some strange bones found in a mountainous area. Father Carlos Vaca, a priest. Vaca determined the bones were human, despite being incredibly large. The bones were taken to Austrian artifact researcher Klaus Dona, who allowed several experts to view the bones. They all came to the same conclusion. They all belonged to a human who likely would have been over 25 feet. Jesus. I thought they were going to say like 9, 10 feet. 25 feet tall. 25 feet tall. 25 feet tall. Okay, I'm on the second floor of my house. I have a third floor also. So he would be able to look into my window. While I'm here recording this, I hope not, because my head will explode. But he would be able to look into my window and reach my upstairs also. My upstairs window. That's insane. They also concluded that the bones were over 10,000 years old. Now, I'm on the fence on how they date things, man. Because, these numbers are killing me. Numbers are all over the place. I swear they just kind of make up numbers, whatever sounds right at the moment. I think they pull like fucking what do you call it? They draw straws. They go, all right, we're gonna say either 300 million or 100,000 or 10,000. Ready? Let's go. Ah, you got the short one. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like these numbers that they pull, like how, like. I know it's not, they're not accurate, but how do they even, like, you know, probably about 10,000. Like, how do you know? You're like 50 maybe, you know, but you know about a 10,000, you know, like how to say that. I don't know. I don't know about the carbon dating thing. I don't know who, you know, like you just have to rely that they're telling you the truth. You just got to rely on it. Anyway, the Kentucky Dover Mound. Number two, the Dover Mound in the state of Kentucky, USA, is a large Native American burial ground within which was found the 7-foot-tall skeleton of an Adena woman. I never heard of the Adena. I mean, I'm sorry, Adena man. What was more interesting than his height was his abnormally elongated head and disproportionately large torso in relation to his legs. Jesus. As Native American burial grounds in Ohio, similar remains were found of incredibly tall men with elongated heads and disproportionately large torsos. Okay. You see what I'm saying? That, let me see if there's a picture. I can't play that video, but I don't know. There's, oh my goodness. This is what I'm talking about, man. There's so many things. Like, what if these, here's the thing. What if, I'm thinking that these aliens came, right, or still are coming, and they came down and, or came, if you want to say, across the ice wall from their lands, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the last two episodes, or the episode before last, I think. I think they came down, or came, and they were, like, experimenting, and of course, there's somebody on a motorcycle outside. I think they were experimenting. And it's just like different species, you know, they were doing different experiments until they got it right, or what they think is right. And I think they're going to come down again and they're going to keep doing experiments and we're going to change. We're going to change how we look and everything as the earth changes and everything, you know, as time goes on, we're going to change. But anyway, and I know it. Everything kind of clashes, which is why I say you got to take everything with a grain of salt, and you got to, like, you can't fall into the web of, oh, this conspiracy is what it is, because then without thinking, you're contradicting yourself, because you're like, oh, well, I believe wholeheartedly in the Bible and that we're in the image of God, but then you also believe that we're evolving or changing with the time. They're like, well, you can't, you know what I mean? It's like either or. There's some correlation there between both. I don't know. So number three, New York Giants. Oh my God, please don't take. Oh God. In 1871, an archaeological dig at a Native American burial ground unearthed 200 giant skeletons. 200. Some measuring up to 9 feet tall. Now, let me. I've always told this. I think there's a great possibility that, yeah, everybody was probably, most people were bigger before. Remember, you were eating, you know, a lot has to do with the diet. A lot has to do with the environment. The environment wasn't as polluted. The environment, we didn't have as much all this stupid medicine and vaccines that they give us as soon as we're born. We didn't have, you know, all the pollution. We didn't have cars. You know, we didn't have, you know, not that I'm a global warming freak or, you know, shit like that. But still, we didn't have that. We didn't have all the preservatives in the food. We didn't have none of that. Everything was more natural. So your body was like, hey, I'm growing, bro. I got, you know what I'm saying? You eat a berry back then. It was like Mario when he eats the mushroom. You know what I mean? So it was, everything was so fucking full. You know, it was so healthy. Like, so, you know what I mean? So anyway, it was also estimated that the remains could have been up to 9,000 years old. How do they fucking know that? Jesus Christ. Look, I know you science people, like, because it's carbon dating and we've studied it. But fucking, I just can't, no. Just tell me, look, it's possible. I mean, I know it says it could have been, but some of these scientists be sounding mad sure when, you know, like really sure when they're talking about like, oh yeah, this star blew up 30 billion years ago. Like, motherfucker, stop. You know what I mean? Anyway, at the time, the discovery of these remains was widely reported in the media. But today, the remains have disappeared. Just don't forget, their American football team is named Giants. Okay. Wow, that's true. Yeah, this was found in New York. Yeah, these bones were found in New York. All of a sudden, these giant bones went missing, and then their football team is called the Giants. Wow. Okay, number four, giant footprints. One of the most famous giant footprints was found outside Pulusi, South Africa. It was found 100 years ago by a hunter, and locals named it the Footprint of God. The print is 1.2 meters long. And if 1.2 meters long, let me do the conversion, I guess. Well, no, I'm not going to do the conversion. And I live in a place where we go by meters and stuff. We don't do feet. I live in Italy, so. But anyway, it's big. It's a Bigfoot. And if the rest of the body was sized in proportion to the foot, the giant that made it would stand between 24 and 27 fucking feet tall, like in Ecuador. Jesus Christ, man. 24 and 27 fucking feet tall. Bro, stop it. Stop. Get the fuck out of here with this. Jesus Christ. I love shit with giants, man. The footprint is in granite, one of the hardest rocks on earth, and there are no chisel marks around it, meaning that whatever made the print must have stepped on the rock while it was still molten. Gah! Woo! It is estimated that the print could be anywhere from 200 million to three. Here we go with the fucking dates, with the fucking years. Yeah, it's probably between 200 million, 300 billion years. That's, you know how fucking. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I just have a hard time. I'm sorry. All my life, I've been watching these science shows. All my life, I've been listening to this shit. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, 300 million years old. All right, fucking accept it. You know, and then one day I woke up and I was like, how do I know they're telling me? Like, how do I know that's even close to accurate? Like, yeah, it could be, you know how sometimes you go, oh, I think that was, you know, I think I visited John probably last year, maybe the middle of last year. Well, you fucking know, because you were there and you fucking know. Like, you have proof. You know, you can go back and fucking look at a receipt from when you went to a store by his house or something. You know what I mean? But there's no receipts. There's no receipts 300 million years ago, 200 million, 3 billion years ago. They're just like, well, we're going to do this test and assume that this means 300 million. I don't know. I just have a fucking, I don't think, first of all, I don't think it's that old. I don't think anything lasts that long. I don't know. It could. I mean, you know, maybe the Earth is like 40 billion years old. Who knows? I don't know. And what's a year? What I mean, for us, this is, maybe to whoever created us, right? Whoever you believe created us or whatever created us. Time is not the same thing as it is for us. Time isn't the same. It's not, time is not, you know, they don't say, oh man, I got 5 minutes to build this mountain, man. I gotta, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. It's not the same. Time isn't the same. What we look at, you know, 200 million years might be like a minute for them. I don't know. Or for him, her, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. We're getting to another shit. Oh, if the correct age is at the upper end of the scale, the print was made when supposedly the only life on Earth was microbial life. If the correct age is the upper end of the scale, which is 3 billion, the print was made when supposedly the only life on Earth was microbial life. Wait, okay. So, if the they're saying the only life on Earth was microbial life, meaning the microbes, obviously. There's cells and, you know, microbes, little tiny organisms. Who are they saying? Maybe it was an extraterrestrial that made it, like what? Which is why they call it the footprint of God. Maybe it was God. Was it an Anunnaki that made it? Who knows? Anyway, whatever. Okay. But even at the lower end of the scale, it could have been made by any human ancestor. It could not have been made by any human ancestor we know of. And if you're looking again at Spotify, hopefully you are, because you can see what I'm doing, then you'll see the footprint there. That is fucking huge. That is big. That is a big dude. There's a man standing next to the footprint, and it's almost the size of the man. So that's pretty big. Oh no, that's not even it. That's another one. Oh yeah. That's the footprint. It's pretty big. It's in a rock. It's in a whatever. Anyway, around the world there have been similar footprints found embedded in age old rock. In San Jose, they spelled it Hose. San Jose, Hose. Jose's Jose, but maybe that's another way. I don't know. A 2.5 meter footprint. That's bigger. That's bigger than, hold on. I didn't know what 1.2 meters was, but 2.5 is a lot bigger. What the fuck? In San Jose, a 2.5 meter footprint was found near a local ranch. Whatever made it would have towered over the giant from Pelosi. Uh-oh. It's one of Pelosi's ancestors. Shit. In the same city, another 1.5 meter footprint was found on a cliff. In August 2016, in I'm butchering this name. I'm sorry. China, a series of footprints was discovered, with each print nearly 2 feet long and indented nearly 3 centimeters into solid rock. So it was 2 feet long. That I know what it is. That's still a big person. 2 feet, because my feet are 11 inches. Or I'm size 11. And feet like 10 and a half, 11. So that's double my foot almost. Completely double, actually, yeah. More than double my foot. That's pretty big. That's a big foot. I'm looking at my feet right now. And yeah, that's a big foot. That's a heavy person. They were pretty swole because the indent was 3 centimeters into solid rock. I know about the casting and the whole footprint thing in forensics. I watch a lot of true crime. All right. Anyway, scientists have calculated that whatever made the prints would have to have been over 13 feet tall. That's a very big person. In 1912, a 4 foot long print a 4 foot long print was unearthed in South Africa that was dated at over, oh my fucking God, motherfuckers, man, I'm about to throw this fucking iPad, that was dated over 200 million years old. Whatever humanoid made the print would have been over 27 feet tall. I hope they were 200 million years old. They better have been. I don't want to fucking... If in my lifetime, you know, we get to like meet a giant or some Anunnaki comes back. But, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That was us. You know, we took our shoes off when we came here and shit because we was chilling and we were trying to build a race here, whatever. Nah, 200 million, goddamn, I ain't that old, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That was only like 1,500 years ago, man. It wasn't that long. Imagine they're like, nah, that was like 500 years ago, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? That'd be crazy. Number five, the Giants of Death Valley. In 1931, a physician by the name of F. Bruce Russell discovered some caves and tunnels in Death Valley and decided to explore them with Daniel S. Bovey. What they had first assumed to be a small cave turned out to go on for 180 square miles. Jesus Christ. One of the first things they discovered was some kind of ritual or religious hall covered in strange hieroglyphics. But stranger still was the discovery of a 9-foot-tall humanoid skeleton. Where the fuck are these skeletons at? The story was first officially reported in San Diego newspaper in 1947. The remains were mummified and were estimated to be around 80,000 years old. However, the story quickly faded away along with the giant's remains. Every time they find these things, they disappear. That's what I'm saying. Like, where the fuck do they go? You know what I'm saying? They disappear. Where do they put them? Where are they putting these things? You know what I mean? Like, they don't want us to know a giant. Why? Because it's gonna change shit. It's gonna be like, oh no, we told you we came from monkeys. Fish turned into a fucking lizard. A lizard turned into a fucking this, that, whatever. I don't know. Number six, the Lovelock Cave. Oh shit, Anyway. From 2600 BC to the mid-1800s, Lovelock Cave in Nevada was supposedly in use by a race of red-haired cannibal giants. Wow, this is interesting. If you look, you always hear about the red-haired giants. Like, that's one of the... When you talk about giants, this always comes up. The red-haired giants always comes up. There was the red-haired giant of Afghanistan. I don't know if you saw that story with where the special forces... and I was in Afghanistan around that time. And I was in Kandahar around that time. A lot of shit was happening. There was a lot of movement around that time. So, you know, we were everywhere doing missions. I was in Kandahar, but I was at a FOB. I was out right outside Kandahar. So we would go back to Kandahar to get refitted and stuff. But, you know, I was there again because I went a couple times to Kandahar. I went as a civilian also. You know, working over there, doing security with special forces. And when I was over there, it was a lot less soldiers. It was in 2016, 17, around there, something like that. I think it was maybe 18. I don't remember. Anyway, not too long ago, a couple of years ago, right before Africa. So when I was over there, I remember I used to work on the airfield. You know, that's where the SF compound was, like right on the side. You know, we had our own compound and we were looking, and I would look over there when the commandos would come in and everything. And right where our helicopters used to land, you would look out. There was a lot of mountains, but there was one mountain, and that's the mountain that they were talking about where they went and they encountered this red haired giant. And you could look at the, you can Google, Giant of Kandahar, Redhead Giant of Kandahar, or Giant of Kandahar, and you'll get the video with the story and everything. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, unlike other giant races, we know why this one went extinct. They were cannibals, which made them very unpopular with the Piute Indians who lived in the same area and who didn't like being on the giant's menu. There was a very long war between the Piute and the giants, where with the giants being forced to retreat again and again until the cave was the only safe place for them. Wow, how do you, I mean, you got the story of David and Goliath, but man, I mean, I guess you could fight a giant, you know what I mean? But I don't know how many of them there were, but I've heard this story where they have found bones, giant bones, and the hair on the bone, the hair, you know, because the hair was red, and they were giants inside of a cave, and that cave was bouldered up, like, with, I don't know, how'd they get the rocks on there, and the giants could, how'd the humans, the regular humans get the rocks, and the giants got, man, so many questions. But even from the cave, they continued to hunt and eat the Piute until the Piute lit a huge bonfire at the mouth of the cave, killing all the giants with it. Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. They killed them with fire. They smothered them or something like that. The first evidence of these humanoids was discovered in the late 1800s. The cave was excavated from 1912 to 1924, and 40 storage pits were unearthed containing thousands of duck decoys made of lightwood, fishing gear, bark sandals up to 15 inches long, huge moccasins, shell beads, even a wooden grasshopper. In total, 20,000 artifacts were discovered. That's crazy. And there's videos here, but again, I can't play them on this. So the thick layers of bat guano in the cave, which smothered the oldest storage pits, allowed the relics to be dated back to 2600 BC. So I don't know. Okay. I know there's ways to date things. I'm not even going to beat a dead horse anyway. Even before Lovelock Cave was officially discovered in 1911, the Piutai, I hope I'm saying that right, the Paiute Indians who lived in the area had known about it for thousands of years. The remains of an 11-foot-tall giant were discovered nearby in 1904. In 1911, James Hart and David Pugh got the rights to dig and sell the guano, which was used to make gunpowder in those days, from Lovelock Cave. Damn, bat guano's crazy, yo. Bat doodle. I know. I thought it was just something that Ace Ventura talked about. They had gone only a few feet into the cave when they found the body of a man 6 feet 6 inches tall, which is still tall, but I guess, you know, we got basketball players that are a little bit bigger than that. His body was mummified and his hair distinctly red. They discovered many other normal-sized mummies, but a few were 8 to 10 feet tall. There were also many giant-sized handprints embedded in the cave, in the cave walls. Okay, that's pretty big still. Number 7, the Wisconsin Giants. Scientists are remaining stubbornly silent about a lost race of giants found in some burial mounds near Lake Delavan in Wisconsin in May 1912. As reported in the New York Times, 4th of May, 1912 issue, the 18 skeletons found by the Pearson brothers. I wonder if that's the Pearson View guys that make the books for school. Exhibited several strange and freakish features. Their heights range from 7 feet 6 inches to 10 feet. That's big. That's big. And their skulls are much larger than those of any humans that inhabit America today. They, I don't know, I got a friend who's got, I remember his motorcycle helmet had to be custom made. And his Kevlar for the army had to be custom ordered because his head was so fucking big. Anyway, they, and he won, I don't know why he decided to ride a little motorcycle, man. He rode like a 600, like a, I think it was like a Gixxer 600, and it looked so tiny, man, because his head was big, yo. It was bigger than like his gas tank. Anyway, they tended to have a double row of teeth. That I heard too. Oh my goodness, that double row of teeth and the smell too, I heard. But anyway, but that's from the Kandahar Giant and from other stories I've heard about the smell of giants. Anyway, and a double row of teeth, elongated heads, 6 fingers, 6 toes, and like humans came in different races. Great. Now they're throwing out racial issues too. God damn. Anyway, this is the only one of many accounts of giant skeletons found in Wisconsin. This is only one of many. Oh, wow. So, and then it goes on to talk about a giant cover-up. Over the last 100 years, thousands of giant skeletons have been found throughout the world, especially in the American Midwest. So where is the evidence? That's what I said. Where are these motherfucking giants? How do you hide all this? One way or another, the Smithsonian Institute, there you go, motherfucking Smithsonian, boy. You guys, piece of shit Smithsonian Institute quickly caught wind of most of these giant findings and made the evidence disappear. In most cases, those who exhumed the giant skeletons reported their findings immediately to the Smithsonian, naively trusting the Institute to do what was in the public interest. Yeah, okay. I hope people who trust the government make me laugh. Those are the biggest comedians. Anyway, and yes, I know the Smithsonian, I don't know if it's government, but I'm sure a place that holds that much value, meaning money. Yes, value equals money, is tied to government and people with power. That, I believe, and they are not going to let you. They're not going to let us find things because then they have a lot of explaining to do and it will trickle down, the trickle down effect. People will be like, wait a minute. You guys said, you know, we all bought into the whole this, that, and a third, and we came from monkeys and all this, and just a lot of things. I don't know what that had to do with monkeys, but apparently the Smithsonian's concept of in the public interest includes protecting Darwin's theory of evolution. What? And the established historical narrative at all costs. In other words, lying to the public. Wait. Oh, see, you see what I'm saying? I didn't even protecting Darwin's theory of evolution. You got to protect Darwin's theory of evolution, because that's what they've been teaching and everything branches off from the lie. They have to keep the lie going because then you'll be like, what the fuck? Hold on a minute. If this is wrong, then this is wrong. Then the truth will branch out and cover all the other lies that we've been taught. So their job is, they're like the Project Blue Book of history. You know what I'm saying? In August of 2015, a U.S. Supreme Court ruling forced the Smithsonian Institute to admit that it had been covering up and destroying tens of thousands of giant skeletons remains since the early 1900s. The case against the Smithsonian was made by the American Institute of Alternative Archaeology, and the irrefutable evidence came from the whistleblowers within the Smithsonian who admitted to the existence of documents that allegedly proved the destruction of tens of thousands of human skeletons reaching between 6 feet and 12 feet in height. A reality mainstream archaeology cannot admit to for the various reasons. A spokesperson for the IAA, James Churward, explained that there has been a major cover-up by the Western archaeological institutions since the early 1900s to make us believe that America was first colonized by Asian peoples migrating from the Bering Strait 15,000 years ago, when in fact there are hundreds of thousands of burial mounds all over America, which the natives claim were there a long time before them, and that show traces of a highly developed civilization, complex use of metal alloys, and where giant human skeleton remains are frequently found, but still go unreported in the media and news outlets. A turning point of the court case was when a 1.3 meter long human femur bone was shown as evidence in court of the existence of such giant human bones. The evidence came as a blow to the Smithsonian's lawyers, as the bone had been stolen from the Smithsonian by one of their high-level curators in the mid-1930s who had kept the bone all his life and which had admitted on his deathbed in writing of the undercover operations of the Smithsonian. "It is a terrible thing that is being done to the American people," he wrote in the letter. "We are hiding the truth about the forefathers of humanity, our ancestors, the giants who roamed the earth as recalled in the Bible and ancient texts of the world." Again, if you want to learn more about the ancient giants, there is an excellent book by Steve Quayle called Genesis 6 Giants, Volume 2. The movie True Legends, Episode 3, Holocaust of Giants, is also very interesting. That was awesome. I am going to check out that Genesis 6 Giants and the movie True Legends, and maybe later on I'll review it or something. Maybe I'll do it on my channel, Ralphie Reviews. I'll turn that channel into the Conspiracy Fears and Mystery channel. But everybody who follows me on that channel, I got 40. What is that? I think I got, I don't know how many followers on that one, a couple thousand. And they'll be upset because I used to do Elvis reaction. I used to react to a lot of old music. I like the old music and some European hip hop. So, yeah, I probably can't do that. But I would have to start. This would have to have its own channel. If you want me to do that, if not, just keep it as a podcast. But you can watch this video again on Spotify. You just download Spotify. I'm not sponsored by them in any. I don't make any money. I make zero. I make money from going to work like a regular fucking 5'10" human. Regular. I go to work, pay taxes. I pay taxes here in Italy. I got to put fuel in my car tomorrow. You know what I mean? I got to take out the trash, which I didn't do tonight. And I got some laundry going right now in my dryer that I have to take out because my kids need their clothes for school tomorrow. Anyway, that is all I got for you today, man. Shit. That was interesting, man. Fuck. I'm gonna sleep watching some shit right now. I'm gonna take me some sleep meds, probably OD on it a little bit so I can go to sleep because I don't sleep. I have a problem sleeping. And I will come back again next week with some more stuff. Maybe it'll be some true crime. Maybe it'll be some ghost. Maybe it'll be some possessions. If you follow me on Marco Polo, you can see I do random little videos on Marco Polo on my, it's the Sharecast is actually called CFM. Let me see if I have it here where I can show it. Oh no, it's called Question Everything CFM. And that it's this one right here. Well, oh, okay. What am I showing? Okay. So it is Question Everything CFM. Let me see if I can make this bigger. Hold on. Can I make this bigger? Yes. It's Question. Let me put me in the middle here. Question Everything CFM. Right? View details. That's what it looks like right there. I probably should change that picture. I'm going to change it right now to the same picture that you have, that you guys see on. There you go. I changed it. There. I changed the picture. So now it is the same. You see it's blurry, whatever. Question Everything CFM. All right. Question Everything CFM. That is the Sharecast. There's a link to it in the description below. You click it. If you don't have Marco Polo, it'll tell you, hey, download Marco Polo. You just use the free version and you could talk. You just won't be able to do all the cool shit that I do. But but anyway, that's all you need. And I'll see your comments. I'll see, hey, man, I know more about these giants. Hey, man, carbon dating is real. I do it every day. I carbon date everything, my food, everything. Everything is carbon dated. My wife, kids, everything's carbon dated. You know, just let me know because it's a lot of questions, man. You know how it goes, man. I'll see you on the next smoke and always question the world you live in, man. Hiding shit.